Blog Talk Radio. the Lord, and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you tonight to Blog Talk Radio. We're currently listening to the show The Rock. Jesus is the solid rock. No matter what stage you find yourself in life, Jesus Christ, the rock of all ages. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118. Verse 24. This is Monday night, May 4, 2015. This is the 124th day of the year, day 124. We thank and praise God for blessing us with the opportunity to share the Word of God. And no matter what you're going through, cast all your cares upon Him. Why? Because He cares for you. I thank God in advance for being for me my Jehovah Rock, for He is the Lord that healeth all our diseases. We just appreciate God for His faithfulness tonight. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson. We just greet you in that wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Tonight we want to invite you to join us as we approach the throne of grace and we seek the Lord for His wisdom and His guidance, because we recognize that without Him, we can do nothing. But we are like a ship that's without a sail without Him. So we thank God. We're going to pray. Glory to God. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank You tonight for the broadcast. But before we begin to petition You, we just want to say thank You, Lord. We adore You because You're a great God. Your word declares, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness, beautiful for situation. Lord, we thank You for being our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Lord, we just want to thank You, O God, for being our shield and our glory and the lift up of our head. Lord God, we just thank You right now. We acknowledge You. Lord, we ask You to forgive us for all our sins, iniquities, transgressions. Oh God, those that are known and unknown, whether it be words, thoughts, or deeds, whether it be committed or omitted. Oh God, we just want to thank You right now. Oh God, be pleased, oh God, to bless us. Be pleased to help us, oh Lord. Help us that we can be vessels of honor, sanctified, and meet for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Lord, we love You tonight, and we just want to say thank You, sir, because You're so gracious, so merciful. Lord, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because His compassion fail not, they are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. So, Lord, we just thank You, and we honor You, what You're going to do with us, for us. And we give You all the glory, honor, and praise. We pray this all in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Amen and amen. Tonight, we just thank God for an opportunity again to present the Word to you. And we want to call for your consideration, your attention to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. The first chapter. And we're going to look at verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26. The scripture says, "Well, you see your calling, brother, how there are not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, but called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, things which are despised, has God chosen yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glory, let him glory in the Lord. Tonight we're going to talk about from the theme, trust in the Lord. The Apostle Paul starts us out by encouraging us. He said that you see your calling, brother. How did not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called? But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. In other words, God don't have to call the strong. He can use whoever he wants to get his purpose done. In Romans 8:28, the Bible declares, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. The Bible says, in base things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen. Yea, and things which are not to bring to know that are. And no flesh glory in his presence. No flesh should glory in his presence. So we understand and see that if any glory is going to be done, it's going to be for the glory and honor of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We can't do anything on our own. We must depend on him. God, we understand that in his flesh, there is no good thing. That's why we can't follow the flesh. We have to put the flesh to death. Let's consider some passages from Jeremiah, chapter 9. Look what the Word of God says to us. Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 23 and 24. The Bible says this. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. The rich man glory in his riches, but let him glory. But let him that glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the thing, in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Notice that again, he says, verse 24, let him that glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. Do you know the Lord tonight? Do you know Jesus? That I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. God delighteth in judgment and righteousness and in loving kindness. So, in our original text, the Apostle Paul was showing us glory in the Lord, because he said, but of him, talking about Christ, but of him Are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us, number one, wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And according as it is written, he that glory, let him glory in the Lord. And we read the companion scripture to that, which was Jeremiah 9:23-24. Any good thing that you see is not in none of us, but it's God who's good to us all the time. Anything that's worthy, praiseworthy, not because we are good, but because he's good. And his goodness and his mercy shall follow us how long? All the days of our life. So this text is teaching us we can't trust in what we got, because what we got can change in a beat. But when we look to the Lord and understand that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, comes from the Father of light, of whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. There's no changing in him. But let us consider what the word of the Lord tells us in Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Jeremiah, chapter 17, and verse 5. In Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, praise God, and we'll see how important it is for us to trust in the right substitute, trust in the right source, because we'll find out the blessing that goes along with it. Jeremiah 17, verse 5, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. Notice what he said. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man and make of flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched place in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabit it. Well, that's a bad situation. Can't even see when good comes. But notice that again now, he says, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his all. You can have wonderful people around you, but you can't trust them. So he said, cursed be man. Be the man that trusted in man's arm and whose heart departed from the Lord. You got to make sure that you're serving the Lord with your whole heart and that your heart is not left your first love. The Bible says, for he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places. You ever been around a situation where everything you touch seemed to crumble? Or everything you touch prosper? It depends on what's going on with you. So he says, they won't see when good cometh. They shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, on salt land, and not inhabit it. In land that nobody even lived on. But look at the other side of this. He said, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Why? For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit.
Notice what the Bible said. The scripture declares unto us that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Notice that he said the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his way and according to the fruit of his doing. When we consider this word trust, some words we might think about, it means to rely on, to depend, to count on. You know, sometimes we may have even good intentions. That's why the scripture declares unto us in Proverbs 3, verse 5, 6, and 7, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Notice what he says. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That means he don't want part-time. Trust in him. Don't trust him. Don't call on him because you want something from him. You call on him because the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous run into it and are safe. So you call on the name of Jesus knowing he will deliver you. Oh, bless that wonderful name. In Jeremiah 10, verse 23 and 24, the Bible said, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his step. It is not in man that walketh to direct his step. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. So, Jeremiah said, correct me, but not with judgment. Not in thy anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Let's see, I like what he said. Oh, Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his step. But David picked it up in Psalm 37, verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, yet the Lord will uphold him. He says, I was young. I have been young, and now I'm old, and never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. We have to know that the Lord loves us, and we got to continue to trust him at all times because he is faithful that promise. That's the kind of God we serve. Consider Psalm 62 and verse number 5. Psalm 62:5, my soul, wait thou only upon God. Why then? For my expectation is from him. He only is my rock, my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Then he says, trust in him at all times. When do we need to trust in it? In him at all times. Ye people, and pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. God is a refuge for us. He's a hiding place when the storm and the rain. No matter what the battle is, we got to know that the greater one lives in us. 1 John 4:4 declares, ye are of God, little children. Ye are of God. Ye are of God, little children. And have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We understand that it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord hosts. We can trust in him because he's faithful. We can trust in him because he'll never, ever let you down. The Bible declares in Psalm 37, verse 3, 4, 5, and 7, it says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. He goes on and said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thine heart. He says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Verse 7 declares, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Wait patiently for him. But not thyself, because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. You know, we have to pick and choose our battles carefully. We have to know that if God allowed us to get to it, he'll bring us to it. He's a faithful God. We must see that we are living in the last days. We see the times are vastly coming. In our state of Mississippi, we had 2 earthquakes about 20 minutes from us, 20 to 30 minutes. And that's unheard of in our area, down south. But we see the signs of the time. We just got to trust in him. He's trusted. We got to trust in him that he'll lead us and guide us into the path of righteousness. The Bible says, for his name's sake. But he says again, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. See, he's telling us we don't even have to worry about the evil man, because vengeance belongs to the Lord. He got us. The Bible says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Why is that? For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. And when you trust in him, you just got to know that God is a faithful God. You got to know that faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. If he called us to it, he'll help us go through it. But he says, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. We got to know. It's time to trust in the Lord and lean not on our own understanding. Because no matter what we are faced with tonight, we got to know that the greater one has already given us the victory. His name is Jesus. The Bible says, and whatsoever born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Job learned to trust the Lord because he was rich and he had a lot of possessions. But in the midst of all his possessions, he understood that God was the one that blessed him, and he was the one that was able to give back what he had been, what he had just lost. Because Job said in Job chapter 13, verse 15, though he slay me, though he slay me, though he allow me to go through this, he said, though he slay me, yeah, well, I trust him. And I will maintain my ways before him. It's something special that you still could say, Lord, I trust you. May not understand what you're doing with all this stuff, but I'm going to wait on you. I'm not going to go ahead of you. But, Lord, I need you to speak. Because when he speaks, it's well worth the wait. And there's only one thing outside of waiting, and that's wish you had her. Wish you had her. Just know it's time for us to trust him. Trust in the Lord. He'll bring you out. He'll deliver you. So Job said, though he slay me, yeah, I'm going to trust. I'm going to keep looking up and live. I understand that no matter what test, there is no temptation, trial, or test that are taking you, but such is coming unto man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will also with the temptation make a way for you to escape and bear it. Notice, escape it and to bear it. When we talk about trust, let us consider the psalmist David again, how he said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, when not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. That's Psalm 46, verse 1 and 2. Then let's look at another promise. Psalm 84, verse 11 and 12. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will it withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Notice he said, blessed is the man that keep on continuously putting their trust in him. We got to know he's a faithful, faithful God. Oh, wonderful Savior. In Luke 12, verse 32, Luke chapter 12, verse 32, the Bible says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We just got to know that there is nothing too hard for our God. Peter chapter 5, verse 7, the Bible says, casting all your care upon him. Why? For he careth for you. You got to cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Psalm 125, verse 1. The scripture says, they that trust in the Lord, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. He said, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. Trusting in him. Because we trust in him, we will not be moved. We don't have to worry about bad news. If it do come, we just got to know that God will deliver us. Hallelujah. He will bring you out. Jesus was teaching on his Sermon on the Mount. in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. And the Bible says, therefore, thought saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? He told us, but after all these things, do the Gentiles seek? But your heavenly Father knew that you have need of all these things. Trust him. Psalm 40, verse 4. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. Notice this word blessed means happy. Happy is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. If you're making the Lord your trust, he won't lead you wrong. For the scripture declares unto us in James chapter 1, verse 5, he said, but if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not. He said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. I want you to know tonight, we can trust him. We can rely on him. He's dependable. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. Thank you for being our strength, our refuge. Lord, we ask that you will guide us tonight. In all that we say or do, let it glorify you. Tonight, we don't take anything for granted. We thank you that you're concerned about your people. Lord, continue to transform our lives from the image of darkness. God, strengthen us in every. And we thank you and we give you praise. Plead the blood. Help us to look up and lead. Help us to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, we give you praise and glory and honor for the victory tonight. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We thank and praise God for the word tonight. Thank you all for joining us, and we pray that you continue to bless us and pray for us, that God would use us for his glory. We love to encourage people, and we just thank God for the anointing. For it is the anointing that destroys every yoke. My God. Remember, we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Mountain Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific. It's 11, 10, 9, 8, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. So tonight, we just thank God for what he's doing. We are expecting good things to happen because he's a good God. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26 says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This has been Elder Thomas Williamson reminding you to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He shall direct your path. This has been our broadcast for Monday, May the 4th, 2015. This is the 124th day of the year. God bless everyone. Have a great night in Jesus' name.